Let's tackle our geo-quiz now. We asked you to name the three largest Mediterranean islands in order of size. The largest is the Italian island of Sicily. Next comes Sardinia, which is also part of Italy. And finally, there's the island state that is divided into Turkish and Greek-speaking regions. It is Cyprus. And Cyprus is where we're headed for our global hit today. In late July, news came of a possible thaw in the bitter relations between the Greek and Turkish Cypriots on the partitioned island. Turkish and Greek Cypriot leaders agreed that talks would begin in September to end the conflict that divided the island 34 years ago. The World's Marco Werman reports that one musician foreshadowed this new conciliatory mood more than a year ago.
Mehmet Ali Sanlikol is a Boston-based musician from Cyprus.
I am a Turkish Cypriot. All of my heritage goes back to the island of Cyprus.
Sanlikol is the head of Dunya, a Boston-based musicians alliance that promotes Turkish music. Dunya also supports cultural exchanges between Turkey and other parts of the world. And for a Turkish Cypriot, what part of the world could be more ripe for cultural exchange than the Greek side of Cyprus that's been estranged from the Turkish side for more than three decades? The idea came to Sanlikol when he was studying at the New England Conservatory of Music in Boston.
And I have had the good fortune of meeting my friend Theodolos Vakanas, who's a Greek Cypriot, an excellent Greek Cypriot musician. And it was through our collaborations, which had nothing to do with Cypriot music for a long time, somehow I figured that, well, it's time to put, you know, all of the efforts that I've been putting into, you know, collecting music of Cyprus. And I thought it was time to, you know, do this project because apparently nobody had done it before.
No one had done it before. Mehmet Sanlikol says that part of the reason he was able to do it is that he and Theodolos Vakanas don't live in Cyprus. They're not constrained by the bitterness between Turks and Greeks there. Although Sanlikol says there was an even more fundamental obstacle to the idea of this project.
I don't think it's so much about hard feelings, although clearly they're there. But it's more about the conversation that was never taking place, especially between a handful of musicians from a small island.
And so in February 2007, a subset of the handful of those musicians, Greek and Turkish musicians in Boston, set out on this mission to play each other's music together. That recording has just come out. It's called Music of Cyprus. Mehmet Sanlikol sings and plays the oud and flute-like ney on the CD. Theodolos Vakanas sings and plays violin. Songs like Kartal are featured on a part of the recording titled Cyprus Reconstructed. Sanlikol wanted to take the listener back 100 years or so to hear a different sort of Cypriot music.
A kind of music that no longer exists on the island. Then you have certain numbers where you have both Greek and Turkish language spoken in the same song. It's not invented by us. That's how it was. And then it's just this adventure through these styles on the island to get a bigger perspective.
The trick now would be for Greek and Turkish leaders in Cyprus to get that same perspective. The Dunya organization recently took the project to Cyprus, where they played several well-attended shows. Mehmet Sanlikol put together a similar performance of Greek and Turkish Cypriot musicians in Boston some time ago. In that audience was a big fan of the project, former presidential candidate and now poli-sci professor at Northeastern University, Mike Dukakis.
I'm a guy who's very proud of his Greek origins. My dad, like a lot of Greeks, happened to have been born and brought up in Asia Minor, in western Turkey. And for years, I thought this ongoing hostility between the Greeks and the Turks made no sense at all. And in any event, the concert went ahead. It was absolutely packed. It was terrific. And it was a wonderful example of how music and culture can bring people together.
Turkish Cypriot Mehmet Sanlikol echoes those feelings.
I strongly think that musical contribution to these kinds of situations is more than almost anything else out there. I strongly believe in this, and I think that these kinds of things are gigantic steps. They can set examples. And the example is that we're friends. We can play together. To me, you know, that's the most enjoyable thing for me in life.
For the World, I'm Marco Werman.
Music from Cyprus concludes our program today. You can download our entire show at theworld.org. I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks a lot for listening.